after the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast, and you are listening to the finale episode of the Bachelor in Paradise after party with Becca and Tony, and Becca is here too.
Yes, the crabs have gone. The water has washed up. The roses are dead. We have now put away another season of Bachelor in Paradise.
Do you think that anybody took home one of the crabs?
I'm sure somebody went home with crabs.
Yeah, that
but
was my
hopefully,
point.
Okay. Hopefully, they handed out some antibiotics on their way out of Mexico.
There you go. Here's a margarita for the road and some penicillin.
Exactly. I do hope that that was in their goodbye bag. I actually really enjoyed this season. I feel like Bachelor in Paradise is straight entertainment, and that's really all it is. And people who take it seriously, you're silly. I mean, listen to, you just heard the theme song. I'm going to miss that. And
that song is actually really catchy. Like,
yeah, when, like when crabs.
This, yeah. Yeah. When we play this at the beginning of the episode, I really do like the song because I hated it at first when I first saw the show, but for some reason it grew on me because it's just so cheesy. You accept that and it becomes
like
funny.
Herpes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico, except herpes.
Exactly.
That shit will follow you. Yeah, and that's from Hangover.
Oh, so, nice yeah. quote. Okay. Mm-hmm. So jumping right into who we have as couples coming out of Paradise. Did you picture the people who ended up with each other to end up with each other? I guess starting with probably the happiest and most functioning and most successful, Chris and Crystal.
I honestly did not. Well, at first, I would have never pictured them together. But as the time went on and I saw them kind of, you know, really taking an interest in each other and trying to figure out their relationship, it started to make a lot of sense. They seemed like really good for each other. So did I expect it? No, but it makes sense now that I see them together.
And as Chris Harrison said, they were both their season's villains.
It's so funny he said that last night because I was thinking that that should be said, but then I was like, I don't know if they can actually call them out as villains like on live TV, but he did, which was so weird because I'd thought it 30 seconds before. But yeah, the two villains ended up coming out as winners, which is crazy. So.
And I mean, I hope they actually do end up together. I hope that the couples that we saw on the finale last night that say, we're going to make this work, we're going to live together, I hope that they end up doing so. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed how we saw Crystal and Chris's moms in the audience because they look exactly like their moms. And not to brag, but
No. So go ahead. Talk about your tweet. You tweeted something.
Yeah, I was just going to.
I know.
I tweeted out exactly what I just said and Chris retweeted it. So shout out to Goose.
Yeah.
Who, you know, he had a pretty tough season, redemption season. Thinking back when he was on The Bachelorette with Becca, he really got a bad, I don't even want to say edit because I think that's how he really was. And then even on Bachelor in Paradise, but he's the one that said it after the second rose ceremony. Crystal went up to him and said, listen, buddy, you got to get it together or you're going to walk away with this with no friends. You're going to look so bad. And he says that that was really the moment that turned things around for him. So Chris and Crystal and their dogs, I hope that,
which was hilarious.
Yes. I don't know if that they're of the high profile type to get married on TV. I'm not sure if Bachelor in Paradise would get that going for them. Maybe next summer, who knows? But I'm sure that this isn't the last we'll see of those two. I'm sure they'll be used just like Carly and Evan and Jade and Tanner as a good example if they end up lasting together.
Yeah, no, I think they're definitely a good pair. Like I said, I think they work well together. People that I expected to make it to the very end and didn't, Kevin and Astrid, those were people that were going strong the whole time. I mean, they, you know, after watching the finale, they are, you know, she needed to trust him again, and he kind of explained himself. And I think with Kevin, he just has so much baggage that he's still trying to deal with. And he admitted he was going to therapy and trying to work through that. And I think when he basically came out tonight and said what he needed to say to her, it kind of explained a lot. It answered some questions.
It didn't, it didn't.
But it answered some questions, I think, because you could kind of see in her face that she was like, okay, well, that makes sense. But I know she still has questions and it's going to take some time. But she did say that she does love him. And he does, and they gave each other a kiss. So, I mean, that relationship is definitely going places, I think.
well, to Canada. I'm the loser that follows everybody, right? So they're currently, I guess, in Canada, yeah, doing their thing and very much together because the finale was taped like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks later, that's a pretty good amount of time for people that are involved in the Bachelor franchise. And, you know, that was a really tough scene to watch between Astrid and Kevin.
Well, I think the toughest scene to watch was Annalise and Camille.
Or Camille, however you want to say it.
Look, the thing with Camille is we've known for a while that he has like a single like Tinder profile. So I was kind of like just waiting for him to break it off. But then when he did like the fantasy suite with her, I'm like, okay, because I thought that's when he was going to break it off. Then he came out on stage last night and like gave her a hug and they were sitting down to talk and I'm like, okay, well, this is weird. Like, he's here still. Like, when does it, maybe he just like has his profile that like, he just, I don't know. I'm like, I don't think he's dumb enough to forget about it. But like, I was kind of starting to think that like maybe just whatever. But, you know, it started to get very awkward to the point where I felt it about to happen. And then he started saying, oh, and at that time I was in love with you. I'm like, oh, well, he just said was, here it comes. And then you could see Kevin was like, kind of like he had his like side
cringing.
Like, he had his side. Yeah. Cause he was just like, oh, because it was so painful. It was so quiet. People didn't know how to react.
Was it more painful because it was Annalise and that was the third like major breakup
coming out of Bachelor in Paradise for
Annalise?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a combination of one, why wait until this long, right? Two, why do it on live television? And three, yeah, poor Annalise. This girl cannot catch a break. She is such a, I feel like deep down she's a sweetheart. I do feel that there probably is a side of her that we don't see where she becomes very clingy. And I think that's why.
Very possessive.
And I think that's why some guys might get turned off like at when they invest some time. Because she jumps the gun like very quickly. Like, you know, like you could be like 3 hours in on a date and she's like, oh, we have the strongest relationship. It's like, no, you just met. You know, she really goes like, she goes all in when she goes all in. She doesn't pace herself.
SNL had this parody a couple seasons ago and it was a dating app called Settle. And it was for people who just want to get married and have kids and they don't care who they end up with. That's kind of Annalise right now.
Yeah, because she's willing to just like, she needs to get with somebody. You know what I mean? Like, she wants to marry somebody.
Camille did not do himself any favors, but at the same time, I kind of understood what he was saying. He was kind of just like, I didn't want to fake this anymore. I know she got the 1 week Airbnb, but I want to go back home to New York and hook up with my side chicks.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, that's probably what it was, but I think, you know, I understand where he was coming from.
Polish sausage.
Yeah, that was a little weird. But like, I just think, you know, it was poor choices on his, you know, side to do that on live television. I feel like if I was in that position and I was on this show with whatever, I would wait until after the show and at the Airbnb break it off. Don't do it on live television. You're going to destroy this girl. You know what I mean? Like, and she basically was.
She was
like,
crying on Instagram this morning. Again, sad. I follow all these people. Very
yeah,
sad.
I mean,
but
I just feel bad for her. I do. I think there's somebody out there for her. But man, she just, it was like the worst person that could have happened to.
Well, we know it's not Kenny. We know it's not Venmo John. We know it's not this person and that person. What I found very odd about the finale last night in the Chris Harrison candlelit sit down that they like to do, they have all these people from Bachelor in Paradise on stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So many people didn't even get a word in. Why were they there? It just looked like they were props. Bibiana, Wills, Chelsea.
I wanted to hear something from Bibiana because I feel like she had something to say. And then, dude, I was wondering why Leo was even there. Like,
exactly.
That's crazy that they actually had him on the show.
I agree. In his pale pink suit. Not a word was said, though. Even if he did have any kind of words, ABC might have edited it out just because of all the bad press he had gotten in the last few weeks, but I don't know. It just seemed, why have them there if you're not going to have them say a word?
I think that they did say a lot of things. I just think that they didn't show any of it just for time purposes. Because they don't.
They had a lot to catch up
people
on.
People don't show up to that show for 2 hours. Like, we know when they film up. Stuff, it's there for a good, like, they're good for, they're 5 hours probably.
They show up so they can party for free and do some Instagram ads while they're out in Cali and do it all for the gram. That's why they show up.
Probably.
Can we talk about Grocery Store Joe and Kendall now?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Also, a cringy breakup, whatever that was, in Paradise. He is pouring his heart out and she is...
She's like, I need to go to bed. I'm tired.
No, it wasn't even that. Yeah, then she was, you know, and they kind of just went their separate ways. And you're thinking to yourself, wait, I thought that they were still together.
Yeah.
And it turns out that, yes, they are. And of course, Joe was his very charming self. And Kendall... I still stand by that Kendall is probably the most normal of the women that have been on the show over the last year or so.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Normal in the fact that she doesn't seem like she's there for another agenda.
No, I feel like she's there for the right reasons. Yeah. I just don't think that, it's working out with a lot of the guys that she had, you know. Well, it didn't work out with Ari, right. Obviously, and like... I feel like, you know, she went with Leo and that turned sour.
Kissed Venmo John like everybody else did.
Yeah, that guy's gross. yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot of, there was something definitely good with Kendall and Grocery Store Joe. And, you know, she felt horrible right after they broke up and then went to Chicago.
Yeah.
And,
I like
you know,
that the cameras follow all the couples like after the fact.
Yeah, like they didn't know they were
going
there.
How does that
there.
Call go? I think I'm going to go to Chicago. Do you think you can pay for my flight?
Yeah, I'll let you film it. Yeah. And he's like, yo, I don't know. You know, I kind of...
I got to get these bananas on the shelves.
Yeah, you know, I got a lot of stuff to do. I got,
some grapes that need to be
shelved. I blocked you out of my life for like 2 days. I don't know if I can go back. and then, what is it? Yesterday? Or no, what was it? Yesterday? Tonight? Whatever. We watched it. I don't even know when we watched this thing anymore.
We watched it last night.
Yeah.
And then today we watched the reveal of Grocery Store Joe on Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you. Yeah. So he said, Chris Harrison basically said, oh, I made some connections and I got you a spot on Dancing in the Stars.
That
and he was like, oh my God, I don't know. He's like, all right, I'll do it. I can't dance though. I can't dance. I'm horrible at dancing. Oh, but we'll see what happens. I'll do it. and then all of a sudden, like... Kendall lives in L.A.
Yep.
And that's the reason they set it up, because Chris Harrison personally wants them to actually spend a little bit more time together.
Yeah, we'll see if I do want Kendall and Grocery Store Joe to work. I don't know if I'm fully convinced that this is going to be a forever term, long term thing. The last time somebody from the franchise did Dancing with the Stars was Nick Viall, and he and Vanessa Grimaldi split right after Dancing with the Stars. And yeah, I'm not saying that Dancing with the Stars is the be-all, end-all, could end your relationship. It's just, it's a very intense time. The spotlight is on Joe. But who knows how long he's even going to make it? I mean, he did only last a week on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go that far. He'll probably be out in like the first or second week, in my opinion.
That, and also, can we just take a moment to recognize the fact that this guy was gone week one on The Bachelorette. America was standing for him so hard, loved him so much. He ends up on Bachelor in Paradise, and the guy is on Dancing with the Stars. This has never happened before.
I will say this, though. There's something about Grocery Store Joe, and for me, it's that he's super real.
Yeah.
And I think people respect that, and they can see that right away. Like, he literally says it like it is. When Kendall was, like, breaking up with him, he's like, she's like, well, I wasn't sure you felt me. He's like, really? He's like, you didn't know how I felt about you? I haven't gone on any other dates. He's like, I don't really want to be with anybody else. I was falling in love with you on day two. He's like, and you always say that all your other boyfriends suffocate you. He's like, so that's why I don't really say everything. He's like, because I don't want you to run away. Every time I bring it up, you start to backpedal. And he's like, he says exactly the right things and wears his heart on his sleeve. And I think that's why people like him. And come on, the Chicago accent makes him a very likable guy.
He's an endearing guy. And I think in a pool of so many people who are there for the wrong reasons.
Right.
For their 15 minutes of fame, for the Instagram likes, to get the Instagram money. He seems like the most genuine and I think almost like a breath of fresh air.
Right.
So, but I've enjoyed really singing my praises about Grocery Store Joe. We have to get to Jordan and Jenna, who I thought was going to be a very promising couple, both similar in that they love themselves so much. So it was fun to see people who love themselves so much love somebody else. But then word came down the day of the second part of the finale that Jenna had been unfaithful to Jordan. There were some text messages that Reality Steve had uncovered that a jilted lover of Jenna had sent that basically said, I'm going to be breaking up with Jordan, this and that.
But there was some really graphic stuff about there, like how she was going to, like, you know, blow some guy. And like, it was really just like,
well, sorry, mom.
I'm just saying. I mean, that was what was said in the text while she's engaged to Jordan. So she was obviously sleeping with this guy while they were engaged. You know, I mean, like, that's messed up. There was, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, but there was a part of me that, like, even though I really felt like they were in love at one point, there was always this weird feeling in the back of my head because she would do certain things that would, like, these facial expressions, like, very quick, like, when she got nervous, like, a smile, like, and I was like, it almost seemed a little fake, but I don't know her personally. I'm like, well, maybe she's nervous. She's in front of the camera, but she really does like Jordan. Like, why would she get emotional like this? Like, it was very... So I was Team Jenna. I really thought they were good together. I, like everybody else did. But then these texts came out, and then that hint of what I saw ended up being true. So it's just weird.
Now,
man.
Their proposal was adorable. I thought their vision board thing was a little forced, but cute.
Yeah.
Their kids' names and whatnot, that was funny. And then
Jordana.
But then, yeah. But then watching them on the stage together, something, even if those texts didn't come out, even if we didn't know she was unfaithful, things didn't seem to click very well. And in a way, so now the day after, Jordan has said that he has taken time away from Jenna. Jenna says that all the texts, it's not as it seems. So she's playing the deny game. And and obviously Jordan is heartbroken. This is a guy who's an extremely polarizing figure. You don't really know how to take him. I feel like half of Bachelor Nation thinks he's hysterical and loved this love story. And then the other half is kind of like, this guy sucks. Like, he says the stupidest things.
Yeah.
But in a way, and I said this in my group chat with my Bachelor girls today, I said, can we just trade Colton in for Jordan just to be the next Bachelor? And nobody liked that idea. They all kind of, they're not huge Jordan fans, but I don't know. I feel like I like this guy.
I don't know. I've said that I've liked Jordan since...
Yeah.
Since the Bachelor or whatever, the Bachelorette, because he is real. Like, he might not be, you might not like him. You know, you might not think he's like the nicest person at sometimes, and he can be kind of a jerk sometimes, but he's another guy who kind of like says it like it is. You know, he'll call you out on your BS if like he thinks you're being a clown. And I respect that. I mean, like, he called out like the chicken like multiple times, you know, because he was, you know, jumping down his throat. Bachelor in Paradise had a couple bad moments because of David. You know what I mean? Coming in and trying to be a jerk again, you know? So, and he doesn't want to deal with that. So I feel like, yeah, he has his reasons, and some of his reasons why he gets mad makes sense. But then sometimes he goes overboard, and that's why people don't like him. And he's very quick to say things. Like, I think the one thing he does need to work on is don't put your foot in your mouth. Because he does tend to do that. Like, he'll start to dig himself a hole, and then he tries to backpedal himself out of it, and he makes it even worse. You know? So, I don't know. But I feel bad for him. I feel really bad for him. It sucks, because I think he did really love her.
I agree, too. And, you know, he's only, like, 26 or something. He's got a lot of time. I'm sure he'll...
Yeah.
I'm sure the ladies... He'll probably end up on another reality show. I'm guessing, like, Famously Single on E! I don't think that his reality show days are over, because he is that good. He's a good person to be on reality television. I found him really entertaining. I don't want to waste too much time on Tia and Colton. We all knew that Tia was just going to be like, yep, we weren't on the same page, and then that was it. And Colton's the Bachelor, and Colton just sat there smiling because he knows that he is about to become America's sweetheart as The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Anything else on Bachelor in Paradise that we missed?
I don't know. I mean, what else?
Any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts?
Do you feel like Wells kind of got like the short end of the stick this year? Do you feel like there wasn't enough Wells?
No,
as I think, the bartender?
Oh, Wells. Yeah. I mean, but there really isn't much you can do with Wells when he's talking to a girl that doesn't speak English. You know what I mean? I thought that was stupid. I don't know. I understand, like, she might have been funny on Winter Games.
She was. Yeah, she was entertaining, but I don't think it, not for lack of a better term, it didn't translate on Paradise.
No, it didn't. I thought she was boring. I thought every time I saw her, everything that they were doing was so fake. And I just would like to actually see the bartender role in that show stop. I just want them to stop turning it into a joke. Like, they make it like the bartender is supposed to be like the comic relief. Like, I want to actually see these people go up, get a drink, and talk to the bartender like you do in real life. That's what the bartender does. The bartender there is kind of listens to your problems. And I feel like Wells is one of these characters who's been around long enough that, like, it would make sense for him to have some good insight onto what's going on. And they don't take advantage of that enough.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they could. But yeah, I don't think Yuki was needed in the season. I thought it was kind of a waste in those dumb commercials they did together.
About Chex Mix?
Yeah, so stupid.
I do love me some Chex Mix though.
Just painful to watch.
And really quick, remember baby Becca from Ari's season, young Becca?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who went missing because of the weed farm?
Yeah, yeah.
Pregnant.
With who?
Baby Becca's having a baby. She met this guy. I don't even know what he does. They met like before she was sending the papers to go on Bachelor in Paradise. Basically, like, she fell in love with this guy. She said no to Paradise. She gets knocked up, and they announced it all this morning. So congratulations to baby Becca.
Okay, that's weird.
Who I actually had to unfortunately stop following on Instagram because she's a little too preachy for me. But that's okay.
Yeah, well, she, I feel like showed up on The Bachelorette as one of the friends just to kind of, like, get some more screen time.
Yeah, like, look at me. Yeah. I'm back. Look at me.
Yeah, she's creepy.
January 7th is when The Bachelor comes back with Colton. They started filming his welcoming package in Denver, and Reality Steve said he knows who all the women are already, and they're very, most of them are pretty young. Colton's pretty young. He's 26. Yeah. So I would imagine that there isn't going to be a ton of cougars on the season, but that's when I believe you and I will be back in January.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we want to keep doing this. You know, it's been fun. Bachelor in Paradise was another good time for us to kind of like throw our thoughts out there and have you guys respond. So make sure that you continue to listen to us. You know, go on our, you know, go into your podcast app and leave us a review, you know, like literally, like, just tell us what you thought about the show. Whatever you're doing right now, as soon as you're done listening to this episode, if you need to pull over. If you need to, like, I don't know what you got to do. Like,
you're on your
toilet. The dinner on hold, whatever. Just go right out of the podcast app or whatever and go right into your review section and just leave a review. And let us know what you think.
And
I appreciate
this. This is the finale of a Bachelor-esque media. It's only right that, Tony, it's been a really wonderful time getting to know you. Will you marry me with my Neil Lane ring?
Oh, God. Neil Lane.
I'm waiting for your answer. I'm sweating over here. I'm in the middle of the sand dune.
I don't know. Listen, I'm sorry, Becca.
What?
You know, there's just a lot of things, and I can't leave here holding your hand because I have to leave holding your heart. So stupid last night when he said that, but whatever. And she even called him out. She even said that to him. She was like, wow, that was messed up. But I can't believe you fell for that. You didn't know where I was going. I mean, definitely, like I said, leave us a review. Leave us a review. Leave us a review. Please leave us a review. Thank you.
Should they leave us a review?
Yeah, I think so. So with that being said, we will see you guys back in January. Becca, you got anything else you want to say? Anything?
See you in 2019.
Yep, 2019. All right. And with that being said,
if you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye. Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night following the episode, and you can find us on Podbean and iTunes.